Now, the bugs I indicated in the previous lecture can get involved in changing the redox chemistry. They can change the composition of the water body. They can also get directly involved with changing the metal composition in the water column. So we have transport ligands, which are secreted by microorganisms as chelating ligands. And these guys then are designed to transport metals. So a couple of examples of these, we get the hydroxamate siderophore, so this is this ligand here. And that ligand then, the R group, is indicating a big part of organic here, another different part of organic here. The two donor atoms here, the two atoms here, that's forming a chelate ring there. And that's transporting iron to organisms that require it. So bacteria and algae are guys that use transport ligands. So if they need it for heme synthesis, for instance, okay, they're basically mining it out of the environment around them. They secrete the ligand. The ligand has got a very high complexation constant. Okay, so it pulls in lots of iron for the water column. They then suck this back in again. So it's just a way of them getting lots of iron out of a water column with low iron concentration. Over here is an example of a catechol, which is simply an aromatic version, of a chelating ligand. Now, the other thing that organisms can do in a water column is get rid of metals that are toxic to it. So these then will be detoxifying ligands. So the usual strategy here is you synthesize a polypeptide, which is rich in the amino acid cysteine. So what was the R group in cysteine? CH2SH. Yeah? Okay, it's a sulfur one. Yeah. Down here with a bit of luck, you'll see there is your cysteine in red. Okay, so there's your alpha carbon there, and off it is a CH2 with an SH. And that arrow then indicates the binding between this thiol group and the metal. So plants then sitting in a water body trying to get rid of toxic metals will secrete phytochelatins, you can see chelating in the name, whereas animals will secrete metallothionines. So these are polypeptides that are able to bind many transition metals. And if they want to remove mercury, for instance, then they'll secrete a metallothionine to get rid of that mercury.